be rude to you. So come on,
come on.
Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 587. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Fan Club Wallet, and that's the project of Hannah Judge from Ottawa, Ontario. The song I played was called Come On Be Cool. It's on a five-song cassette EP called Hurt Is Boring that she put out herself back in May of last year. I picked that up on Bandcamp, as well as all the other singles that she's released, because they're just wonderful. That's some delightful little indie pop. Some of it gets a little emo, some of it gets a little sad, but it's all very, very good. And I've got a lot of very, very good music for you this week. Here's a good example. This is the Any Days with Tambourine. Delightful time travel for us both there. We ended that set with the Shebangs with the song Helicopter. That's on the Now Is When album that came out October 29th of last year on Fabcom Records. That band based out of Lawrence, Kansas. I've never seen them. I really want to now. That track is just marvelous, and the rest of the album, very good too. Before that, we heard from the Any Days from Oxford in the UK. The song I played was called Tambourine. It's on the band's album Move, which came out back in 2011 on 208 Records, an album I just discovered recently and had to pick up, sadly just online, digital only, but boy, I bet that sounds good, warm and rich on vinyl. Tambourine is a little less mod than the rest of the album, a little more bubblegum, and that's the way I like it. Let's continue on here. Here's one from Steve Conti.
Try to be cool, tripped on my toes. says we gotta go. Gotta go to Idaho. So if we can't go surfing, plus a 24 low. Santa checks at 502. Record stores and interviews. Oh, but I can't wait to be with you tomorrow. Baby, oh, oh, oh. We got nowhere to go. And it may sound funny, but it's true. Ooh. Hanging out in 100 feet, watching Get Smart on TV, thinking about you and me, and you and me.
That one in such a long time, and I have missed it. That is Danny Says by the Ramones off the 1980 album End of the Century. I had that on cassette way back when, but time has stolen that from me. But luckily, I just found that on vinyl, and I'm slowly replacing all of those Ramones albums that I've lost to time. The Danny of the title is Danny Fields, the band's tour manager. The song was written kind of as an ode to Linda Ramone, who Joey was dating at the time, and who would later marry Johnny. Ooh, that had to hurt. Before that, we heard from Steve Conte with the song Wildwood Moon. That's on his album Bronx Cheer, which came out November 5th of last year on Wicked Cool Records. The song's a bit sappy and sentimental, but that's how I like it. You know Steve from his work in other bands, including playing the Johnny Thunders role in the reunited New York Dolls. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to continue with a little bit of time machine work here. This is Cursal Flyers with the song Prima Donna.
We'll be right back. adjacent to their room, the red cash for gold. A clandestine arrangement, they meet at Motel Frontenac and get faded and lose their clothes. Well, he could barely take it, his workaday domesticated existence, or took a toll. And as they lay there naked, smoke-stained sheets, the chest would heave and the sweat would be. They make good love. Both of them believed they would never be the type to cheat, but moral boundaries become so tenuous and lost. Choking on his drink, she could make him laugh, pause and think, all the while with her body, it'd make your best friend blush. Senior, but he was childlike and petrified of ever being found out or getting caught. His wife was a stranger on the other side of a king-size bed. They never touched, but they never fought. She was rearranged furniture in their newly finished basement while he was making love. His mistress was patient, but she realized he would never leave his wife or child for that dual income. There would never be the type to cheat, but moral boundaries become so tenuous in love. Choking on his drink, she could make him laugh, pause and think, all the while with her body, did it make your best friend blush? Across that till parking lot, they take a short walk to a squat blonde brick building that's all whining hip-hops. Share a smoking joke about that illuminated cross. Judge their indiscretions is to three stories tall. Moral boundaries become so tenuous in love. Choking on his drink, she could make him laugh, pause and think, all the while with her body, did it make your best friend blush?
Well, that's almost enough to make this straight edge boy drink. That is the Rose Line from Lawrence, Kansas, with the song Cash for Gold. That's on the band's new album, Constancy, which came out November 5th of last year. Self-released, though I think you can get that on vinyl, or you soon will be able to, assuming pressing plants catch up. Before that, we heard from Kersal Flyers with the song Pre-Madonna. That is from the former Tour de Force is Forced to Tour album, which came out in 1988, but makes up the final disc of the Little Does She Know 4-CD compilation that RPM put out in 2020. And I've played the other three discs months ago, and why I never got around to this one, I don't know. Anyway, we've got no time left, so let's wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 587. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. I don't know. Give it up. Everything's being canceled, and things that aren't probably should be. So we'll just skip that, and I'll tell you on the website. There are new lists up there. My top 50 songs, or 50 albums of the year, my top 40 songs, my top 10 local releases. All of those things are there because that's what you do at the end of a year. And speaking of the end, let's play one more and then get the heck out of here. I'm going to play one by Frog Pond from Kansas City, Missouri. Something from the band's new album, Time Thief, which came out November 19th on Black Sight Records. It's the band's first album in, well, decades, and it picks up where they left off in the mid and late 90s. Alt rock, big guitars, lots of hooks. I think this one has some interesting guitar bits in it that I don't think I remember the first time around. They're almost, forgive me, emo? And those are the tracks I like best. And this is one of them. So let's end here with this one. It's called It's Not Over. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.